At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com. Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Welcome back to the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. We're brought to you by Yak Gadget. For all your fine quality kayak fishing needs, go to yakgadget.com. Pelican cases, coolers, and lighting, go to pelican.com. And the 153 Bait Company. For all your hard, soft, plastic bait needs, go to the 153anglers.com. Now let's talk about some awesome products.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the final cast. I'm your host, Josh. Rolling solo tonight. Brad's on vacation. So we'll get a break from good old Brad Hicks, thank God. And tonight with me, I have Jamie Broad. I brought Jamie on to talk about a motor that I think a lot of people want to get some more information about. And we're talking about the Newport Vessels. And specifically, it is, I want to say the NK-180. Is that correct?
NK-180, yes.
All right. And for those who are not familiar with this motor, it is a brushless motor, very similar to what Torquedo has come out with. And I've seen nothing but great reviews about this motor. It looks sharp, looks clean. Looks just like a Torquedo, but everybody that I've come across who've been running it has nothing but good things to say. So I thought I'd have Jamie come aboard and we'll kind of dive in depth about the motor and what he likes about it, and we'll get his opinion. Jamie, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, man. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good, doing good. Worked a long day. I think put in like 11 crappy hours. So
yeah, right.
I got to go back, do it again tomorrow, so I'm not looking forward to it. But I wanted to thank Jamie for coming on the episode tonight. I had noticed he posted either yesterday or the day before that he was traveling for work. So, Jamie, thanks for taking the time to talk to us too, man.
Oh, no worries. Yeah, I'm in Pittsburgh, PA this week. I'm actually going to go see Russell Johnson on Thursday, go eat at his restaurant. Supposed to go smallmouth fishing, but yeah. Work didn't actually work with me all the time, but I take what I can get.
So do you have, what's your title with Newport at this point?
I actually joined their team about 4 or 5 months ago.
Okay.
And so I just help promote and do what I can. I'm kind of the go-to guy in the bass side of it.
Heck yeah. I was kind of running over their website, man, and they're into trolling motors, electric outboards. They have boats. They have all kinds of stuff, man.
They really do. I had no idea when I first was introduced to it, because I was like everybody else. I saw the Facebook posts and a few other little info pages you'd see on the motor. Mm-hmm. It was very questionable, and I was waiting to hear like from a friend or somebody that I trusted on how the motor ran. And I got reached out to, and I just became one of the first people to try it. And it went from there.
Yeah. And you ran a Torquedo prior to this, isn't that right?
That's correct. I ran a Torquedo 403 for 2.5 years.
And how'd you like it?
I I mean, I had some issues out of the motor. I'm not going to complain. I'm like a lot of people. I sheared two shafts. I went through a lot of shear pins, props. And it just, that was what you got with what you bought.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that was the industry standard. So I didn't really question it. It was just what we had to deal with until Newport came out. And when I first was approached by them, I called him, had a contact, and his name's Josh, very nice guy. And he approached me about possibly joining the team. And I was honest with him and told him, it's like, well, I don't really back any companies unless I really believe in the product,
right?
End of the day. And so I bought my first Newport and got it in, and I ran it once and was like, well, this is actually, it's not a bad deal. I mean, very similar to the Torquedo 403 AC, which is the bigger battery version. And I teamed it up with two Dakota Lithium 54 amp hours. And I ran them individually, and I ran them side by side. And the Newport performance ain't equal.
Yeah.
Oh.
No. Oh,
sorry.
That's all right.
Oh no.
Oh, you're good.
There you are.
But yeah, so you're all right. So is it now the NK series that is the one that you're talking about that's comparable as the 403 yeah. AC, correct?
The NK180S is the actual model number. If you go on Newport's website, that's what it's listed under. Mm-hmm. And when you put them side by side, I mean, looking at a box or looking at the comparable parts, however you want to put it together, they're almost identical.
Yeah.
And, yeah. But performance wise, I was very skeptical on, especially my past history with Torquedo, with shearing shafts. Living in the South, you hit stumps. You're going to hit like grass, lily pads. You're going to get them all wrapped up. With my Torquedo, I actually sheared a shaft on lily pads. It got wrapped up, and I was 5 miles from a boat ramp.
Yeah.
And spent 4 hours paddling back. It was great. And then... I spent 6 weeks waiting on customer service to get my motor back to me. And then, I mean, with the Rock Guards, Innovative Sportsman makes a wonderful, the Rock Guard is the way to go. Yeah. If you have a Torquedo or a Newport, you have to have it.
Does that Rock Guard fit on the Newport?
Sort of. you got to take the grass guard off because the prop is so much shorter.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely have to take the grass cutter off, and then you have to pry the bars apart just a little bit and then just bend them back together and you're good to go. But with the Newport, the shaft diameter is double what the Torquedo is.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have the shearing, you don't have, with the shear pins on the Torquedos, a lot of the time they will not shear, they will not bend at all. They'll just waller out the holes on the shaft. So it makes it easier to break.
Okay.
And the Newport didn't have that. If you look at the diameter overall on a Torquedo 1103, which is a 3 horsepower motor, the diameter of the shaft is actually a lot bigger, and it's about equal of what the Newport has. So you don't get the shearing. You'll actually break the props before you'll shear the shaft.
I see.
Which is a major bonus.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's easy. You should be buying a couple props anyways.
Always have a prop. Props, shear pins, the key. No matter if it's Newport or Torquedo, the magnetic key, have one in your boat.
Yeah.
And the tools to go with it. Because you're going to break them. The steering triangles, you're going to break. The one Newport I haven't broke yet, but I broke several other brands.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's performance wise, speed wise, I have a big rig. I've got two big rigs, a 2020 and a 2021. I mean, there's no difference.
Are these FD?
Yeah, these are the FDs.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
So, no, you're good. I put them side by side, both motors, both, I mean, same kind of weight, same angler. We went tournament fishing. And the performance wise, if you go to my Facebook page, there's a couple videos on us running together and then the side by side installation comparison in water, out of water. And you can't tell the difference on speed. I mean, they're side by side.
Yeah.
But one of the biggest issues I had with Torquedo was the error codes.
Okay.
If you get any kind of disruption or anything wrapped around the shaft or the prop, you end up with the error code, error 45. I mean, error 30, which is a battery issue. I mean, there's all kinds of different issues that came up with the error codes with Torquedo. And since I've been running Newport for about three, four months now, I've had one error code, and it was because my battery was overcharged.
Overcharged?
Overcharged. And it was like, are you serious? Like, I didn't know what that meant. I was like, okay.
Did you know you can even overcharge your battery?
No, the other day at Sam Rayburn for the Northeast Texas Classic, I had to get Dwayne Taff, national champion with the KBF. I was like, dude, Google this because I have no idea what this error code means. And he's like, hold on. It's like, oh, shit. And I was trying to, like, figure stuff out, and I'm taking stuff apart. Like, I don't know what error 8 means. And it was because the battery was overcharged. So Dakota Lithium is bad. They will overcharge your stuff.
That's hilarious.
I mean, I didn't know what to do. It was like first day of the tournament, I was like, you got to be kidding me. It's like, error. It's like, I didn't even know what this means.
What did you do to fix it?
I just took stuff apart and just ended up letting the motor run like real slow for a few minutes, and it was good to go.
Okay. So was it like when you got on the throttle where it kicked on the error?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I always kind of laugh at when I charge, because I have Dakotas also, and I'll charge them, you know, and it's got the little voltmeter, and I'll plug it in to check it. And I always laugh because I'm like, it says 13.5 and it's a 12 volt. Like,
yeah.
You know, like it doesn't phase it every time. It might drop to like 3.3 or 3.2.
Yeah.
And then, but I never see it go below that. Like, so I don't know if my voltmeter's wrong or if the battery's run at that voltage or what, but
it's funny you say that because I run two 12 volts in series, so I get 24 volts. Because that's the one thing about the Newport, it's a 24 volt system, And with the Dakotas, they were reading 28.3, and I think that motor's only rated for like 28.
Oh, okay,
so that's why I was, but
that makes sense,
yeah.
So now with that, because I do see that, you know, I've seen a lot of people running the Newports are running like the 54 amp hour, 24 volts, and talking about getting great, great distance out of it.
Well, and here's the biggest difference of the Torquedo and the Newport. Okay. Yes. The Newport is a 24 volt system. But with the Newport, you can run, if you want to go high end, if you wanted to run Dakota, if you want to run Amped or whatever the other battery companies are for lithium, you can. But if you want to save money, if you can't afford to get the high end lithium, you can go and just get a 24 volt marine battery and stick it in your kayak.
Mm-hmm.
So with a lot of the anglers, I mean, kayak side, we try to save money as best we can. And if I can go to Walmart and get a $200 marine battery over a $1,000 lithium battery, it's a huge difference.
Right.
And it makes it more affordable. And that's one thing about Torquedo I'm not real happy about, because you have to use their battery, their connections, their everything. Yeah. And that's where a lot of the issues come from. Is, I mean, you have to WD-40 the connections every time. Newport, you don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're running a standard battery, you know, that you can get. Like you said, you could go high end with the lithiums or the marine batteries, and you're not stuck having to use theirs. And then, I mean, and that battery ain't cheap, you know. And then if you really want to have like really good distance, I know a lot of guys who have the big battery and then have like the small one as a backup, you know. And then you really, when you think about it at that point, you're not saving the space that you thought you would, you know. Yeah. So.
Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
I mean, and it's not a knock against Torquedo. I mean, it's a good motor. It's the battery. I mean, the battery's good itself. You know, that does get to be a pain, though, to sit there and have to lubricate your connections and, you know, all that stuff every single time, you know, because, I mean, there's nothing better than having your own lithium battery or whatever kind of battery in a box and it's already sealed. And you know that connection's good. You know what I mean? Like it's already
That's
there.
Exactly
you've
right.
already got you've got the battery terminal lubrication stuff on it, and it's good to go. And it stays like that for quite some time. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like probably two times a year, maybe three, I have to go in there and just double check my, you know, terminals to make sure they're not corroding or anything like that. But you know, usually. If I got any, it's a simple clean, you know, a little brush off, put some new grease on it, and it's good to go. But yeah, that would be kind of a pain, especially when you every day that you're trying to do that every morning if you're fishing a multi-day tournament, you know, having to worry about
that. And that's the thing with the current boat that I have. I actually had Lance McCorder, which is on the Jackson team. He owns Billy Bones Custom Kayaks out of Tyler, Texas. He wired up my boat for me.
Mm-hmm.
So with my Newport, which changed everything, since you can put whatever connections you want on it. I got with Dakota, I got a 24 volt series system in place. And then he actually hooked me up in the back of my boat to where I have a trolling motor connection. And then the wires are hardwired through my hole. And I've actually got chargers in the front of my boat. Where all I got to do is plug in, I'm good to go.
Nice.
And that's the one thing, Torquedo, you have to use their battery. You have to use their connection.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't change up anything besides putting the battery behind the seat. You may get it run through the hole. They got some wire extensions. And it's nothing against them. It's a great motor, but you have to really be careful with it. The Newport, you don't have to be careful with it. You can abuse it. I've not had any issues. I live in the South. Toledo Bend, Caddo Lake, we hit stumps on a regular basis at full blast. And with the rod guard, I have no doubt I'll never break it.
Yeah.
But Cody Milton fishing the Susquehanna up in PA a few months ago, river fishing. He doesn't own a rock guard, and he beat his motor up. There's paint missing off both sides, and he did a video on it. You may have seen it.
Yeah, I heard about it. So,
and it didn't break.
Nice. Heck yeah. That's been my biggest fear with getting a motor, because I fish so many rivers, but I've always been interested in hooking up foot controls and be able to sit in a current, you know what I mean? And have that motor on and be able to fish. Cause I hate anchoring in current. It's dangerous. Yeah. You know, it's sketchy. If you get it stuck, which you're going to probably, you've got to try to paddle upstream in it, you know, and we all know that the more cordage you have in our kayaks, the more dangerous it gets. So it's been something that it's always been on my mind is having, you know, that rear mounted style motor, but I just haven't pulled the trigger on it. But I mean, when Newport came out, you know, caught my eye. There's a lot of trash talking about it, but to be honest with you, man, I was completely skeptical about it when it first came out. And I was like, ooh, it's a Torquedo knockoff, you know? And like, I'm like, oh, Torquedo's pissed. Cause I mean, it looks like they cut it from the same stencil, you know, like everything looks the same. And you know what? That's a part of business, right? I mean, it's going to happen. It happens all the time. You know, you have something that's a kind of a tried and true type of thing. It's been out for a while and eventually it will get copied. That's how business rolls. You know, if you're making a decent product and it's selling, somebody's going to copy it. The thing that is cool about Newport though, man, is I'm going to tell, like, I'm really, really impressed that you have been able to identify the things that you saw that were the weak points in the Torquedo and that Newport has addressed it. But how has Newport been around for a while?
They actually have. They've been producing motors. They're based out of California. Okay. So majority of their stuff is saltwater.
Mm-hmm.
But they also produce a trolling motor side as well that you can find even at Walmart.
Yeah.
If you go to Walmart online, Newport is there. That's probably the number one search that's going to come up. And yeah, they have been around for a while and they decided to get in the kayak side. And I was with you. I was very skeptical when I first heard about it. I was like, yeah, it's a copy.
Yeah.
And yeah, it may look similar, but the actual internals are a lot different. And it does. You put them side by side, it's a huge difference.
Yeah.
And I hate to say that because, I mean, I ran Torquedo for 2.5 years. But when it comes down to even the small stuff, customer service side, if I want to order shear pins, they're 50 cents a piece or whatever they are. And Torquedo, they're 55 cents, I think is what they were. But my minimum shipping was $22.
Mm-hmm.
So it just cost me $25 for 4 shear pins. It's like, and Newport, it'll cost you like $4 or $5.
Right, right. Now, is Torquedo manufactured here? It's overseas, is it?
Germany.
Yeah.
It's Germany.
Is that why it's got the high?
I honestly don't know. Because, I mean, if you look on their website and go off their service centers, the main one is it's based out of up north.
Yeah.
And they have a few service centers spread across the U.S. So if you have anything go wrong with the Torquedo, you have to send it into one of their service centers. And it could take 4 or 6 weeks, something to that effect. And the difference is on Newport, okay, if you have an issue, okay, they're not going to send you a motor just, oh, yeah, you call in. And I guess your free motor, but send pictures in, send videos of what the issues you're having, and they'll handle it over the email. There's no shipping anything back and forth. So it's handled in a matter of a week instead of a month to a month and a half.
Right.
And that with me being a tournament angler, that was a big deal for me. Because I sheared the shaft of my Torquedo motor twice. And the last time when I sold my Torquedo, the shear pin hole was so wallered out, I was scared to sell it, but I did. I gave it a pretty decent price on it, but I gave the guy a heads up. This is what you may want to watch out for this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I've broken a couple. I mean, when you're looking at the 1/4-inch shaft diameter over almost a 1/2-inch shaft diameter, it's a huge difference.
Yeah.
And then with spare parts, yeah, major savings.
Yeah, it's good to see it though. Like, you know, because their motor is overall significantly cheaper as well. You know, like,
oh, and you $800 or I think it's $899 retail. And compared the Torqeedo 403, the small battery size, not the AC, I think it's still 1500.
Yep. Oh, so, yeah, man. It's a huge, huge difference. And I mean, and that's what's great is then you kind of free up that money that if you're looking at a Torqeedo or whatever, you're like, but then you're like, oh, well, I can get this. And then I could go ahead and get the lithium. You know what I mean? It's saving a significant amount of money that can go towards buying one of those high-end lithium batteries, you know? Because, I mean, to be honest with you, I love lithium batteries. It's like one of my favorite kayak purchases was buying my first Dakota. And I was like, because I was dude, I'm so dumb. Listen to this shit. So I had a 212 amp hour sealed lead acid batteries, right? Mm-hmm. For my fish finder. I'm one of those people who's like, I will overshoot what I need. Cause I'm like, I don't want to charge it, you know, cause I'll go camping somewhere that doesn't have electric or whatever. So for my first fish finder, that's what I had. And that battery box weighed so much, dude. It was like 30 pound just for my fish finder. And I had it in one of the Yak Power boxes and it worked great. It was just, I hated it, dude. I would actually leave my fish finder on home on purpose. So I didn't have to carry the battery pack around. And so when I bought my first, lithium, I bought a 20 amp hour Dakota and I'm like, this is so nice. Like, I loved it. Like, I'm like,
it was so light. It weighs
6 pounds versus 30 pounds. I was like, I think my fish finder weighs more than this thing does. So it's a huge, huge difference. So, and it's cool that motor frees up that money. You know, if you're the kind of person, but trying to save up for a Dakota, a Torqeedo, but
that's kind of the thing. It's like you have, it's up to you. Mm-hmm. It's no longer up to the company. Yeah. Okay. They're getting their $899 for the motor and the battery is your choice.
Yeah.
So you can go to Walmart, spend $200 for a 24 volt, 100 amp hour, or whatever. It'll weigh 100 pounds, but if that's in your price range, it's there.
Yeah.
You can go to Alibaba. Spend $250 for a 100 amp hour lithium. The warranty might not be there, but at least you got a
battery. Yeah.
And sorry, I got a call. And but you've got Amped and everybody else. I mean, Dakota is. I mean, I'm on their team, but I'm on their team because I believe in what they do. The people that are with the company. Plus, if you just look at it from a business standpoint, they have 11-year lifetime warranty.
Yeah.
I mean, 11 years on a lithium battery? I mean, I'm sorry. Most people are going to, like, forget about it before that happens.
Yeah. Well, I had a little issue with – I have the – my original first one was that – what is it? I want to say Vortex. It's the one that came in the little pouch.
Yep.
And what ended up happening with it is the clip, it's got the two little yellow clips and one of them was all messed up. Like when they went to stick it on, they actually severed through the power line almost. I mean, it was holding on with like two threads, right? Cause I kept having an issue. I'm like, why is my fish finder always seem like it's dying? Like, why is my battery seem? And I had never really taken it out of there. You know, I hadn't had really an issue. So I think
leave it alone.
Yeah. And it was like, and I pulled it out and I saw that and I was like, I contacted them and they sent me the whole new cord and clamp system and everything, dude. No questions asked. It got there really, you know, fairly quickly. I know some people complain with Dakota because sometimes it takes a while to get batteries, but they don't understand that those batteries are made to order for the most part. Like they keep some of that stuff in stock, like some of the smaller ones, but there's no reason to be stocking up those huge ones. You know what I mean? Like they weren't for a while and they got, I know that with the supply chain issues, it's got to be a giant pain in the ass at this point.
That's it. I mean, there's, I sit, I'm in oil and gas. So I design oil field equipment and I deal with it across the U.S. and globally. But with Dakota, if Stormy has always taken care of me, if I need anything, all I got to do is call it. Mm-hmm. I had some stuff stolen last year and my insurance took care of me. And I told him, I was like, you know what? I want to buy a couple batteries. Like, and he's like, no, I got you. He's like, they were stolen. It's like, no, insurance. It's like, I got this. Mm-hmm. And it's like, just, it's like, do I need a code? And he hooked me up and he's like, all right, here's your code. So you can order stuff. And the guys on the customer service side of Dakota Lithium, they had no idea who I was. And I was having issues getting batteries in, and those guys are always very responsive.
Yeah.
And I had issue with one battery. There was a terminal that was a little off. And I questioned it. It was like, hey, is this supposed to look like this? And they didn't hesitate. He's like, no. He goes, thanks for sending the pictures in. I had a battery within 4 days.
Yeah.
And I didn't ask him for it. I told him, I was like, I just want to know if it was right or wrong. I was like, is it? And they didn't hesitate. And they're like, we have you. We got you taken care of. And they didn't know I was a team member.
Yeah.
And I told Stormy about that. And he was like, that's great to hear. He was like, yeah. Because I don't know of many companies that do that anymore.
Boat Trader is America's largest boating marketplace with over 100,000 boats to choose from. We offer simple, comprehensive solutions for those looking to sell, find, and finance new or used boats. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
Yeah.
So I give Dakota a lot of credit.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of like the thing we were talking about before we started, because I forgot that you were on the Jackson team and we were talking about like how Jackson had the issues with that FD drive. And a lot of people love to get online and bash them about it. And I'm like, okay, you guys, like, but it's one of the better things that I've ever seen customer service wise was the response that they had in regards to replacing whole drives for people, you know, like left and right, like no questions asked. I mean, it got to a point where it was taking some time, but for those who are close with Jackson, like you are, and I'm not on their team, but you know, like I know Ricketts and stuff like that. And I was close enough to know about when they had the tornado and all that crap, dude. And then COVID happened. It literally, they had like the perfect storm to cause like mad, you know, long shipping delays. Like, you know, it's like you couldn't get squat from them because they got so far behind. I mean, they were out with no power for what, like 2 to 3 weeks when that tornado went through there?
Yeah.
Something like that. And then to pile on all the shit, COVID happened, and it's like,
oh, it went south so fast. And I mean, the FD drive, yeah, there's been some issues with it. I was with another company. I was with Wilderness Systems for a couple of years, and I love their boats. Their drive had just as many issues.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because I think every major boat company has issues with their PD drives, and
depends on who's more vocal about it.
Yeah. Oh no, but don't say anything about Hobie. Oh god, no.
Dude, I know so many people have had issues with their 360 drives.
Oh no, bearings vomiting out of like main drives, and like it just, yeah, it happens. Yeah. But yeah, some people are more vocal than others. And it's like, yeah, as long as you're every other company but Hobie, you get bashed on. But end of the day, I mean, it is what it is. It's a hard thing to design. It's not going to have issues. It doesn't matter what company you are. It's not simple. Especially, yeah. I mean, when you're hitting stumps and grass and you've got all this stuff going on. And with Hobie, yeah, they had a patent on it for 20 years. They lost the patent. Now fucking Pelican's making them. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
It's so funny seeing all the boat companies coming out. I'm like, oh, look, that looks like a Hobie drive. Oh, look, that one does too.
No, I was like, that is a Hobie drive. But and that's what when I got into it. I mean, I've been in kayaking 9 years now, and I didn't think about pedal drive until 2017, and that was when Radar 135 came out, and I looked at the Titan, I looked at the Hobie. The Hobie for me, with they didn't have the kick up fins at the time. It was like in the South with the stumps, can't do it.
Yeah.
So I went to the Titan 135 or the 13.5, and then I went to the Radar. And my friend Greg Blanchard, he got his Titan 13.5, and I called him about a month afterwards. I was like, "How are you liking this boat?" He's like, "Well, it's heavy." He's like, "Okay,
it's a little too, right?"
Yes. Like, sold. It's like, I'm going Radar. it was 30 pounds lighter, so that's why I went with it. And the Jackson drive, though, they may not always get it right, but I've got two boats that I've had for 3 years without any issues.
Yeah.
I mean, there's certain things with bearings, and you run into issues on any of them.
Yeah.
But that's the Jackson, I've been solid with a couple of them. I mean, I'm not going to say that I haven't had issues, but I had one boat that it did. But Jackson always took care of me.
Yep.
And I can't complain on that one.
So what kind of speed are you getting in the big rig with the Newport?
If you want with my tournament gear set up or without anything, because
give me both numbers. If you've tested like that,
I carry a lot of stuff. I can get 5 to 5.2, depending on how rough the water is, with very little gear. With the full tournament load, I'm looking at 4.8, 4.9.
Okay. And how big a battery are you running?
I've got the 254 amp hour Dakotas.
Okay.
And I have literally gone 15, 16 miles, almost full blast the whole time, and not had any issues.
Heck yeah.
Dwayne, my buddy, my travel partner, Dwayne Taff, he is on Torpedo's team. He has the 1103. I've outlasted him twice, and I still had 40, 50% of my battery left.
What's the horsepower on the NK?
The NK is a 1 horsepower equivalent.
One horse. It's okay.
Right. The new ones, the original version was this 500 watt. The new versions are actually pulling 600 watt. I don't know if I'm actually supposed to say that, but they are actually pulling 600 watt. So they're a little bit faster than the first version.
Yeah. Now, we were talking about Newport being around for quite some time, because I was having trouble finding the NK 180, online, because I kept hitting kayak trolling motors. I'm like, why isn't it here? It's down at the bottom by itself where it says brushless. And I was cracking up. I'm like, this doesn't, I was like, these all have handles. And I'm like, and then I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, Newport's not, that's not new. Like, there's no way that this company's new, when I was looking over the website. And I kind of went in and, read more about them and stuff. But in your opinion, regarding the brushless, because I can't remember, is the 403 AC, is that a brushless? Or it's not, is it?
No, it is not a brushless. The 1103 is a brushless motor.
Right.
But they say it's a quietless motor. No motor's quiet. The Torpedo 403 whines. It has a very high-pitched whine. You cannot sneak up on anybody.
Right.
I don't care. The Newport 180S, it's, you hear it, but it's not the very high-pitched whine.
Yeah.
But even the 1103, you hear it. You hear the gears winding up, but it's a quieter sound. Yes.
Yeah.
Because me and Dwayne, we fish together on a regular basis, like every couple of weeks. And it's gotten to a point to where I think the 1103 and the Newport motor are about on the same level of quietness. The Newport may have a little bit higher pitch, but it's just because it's wound tighter. The RPMs are turning a lot faster on that motor than the Torquedo motor.
Yeah, and you'd probably kind of notice that with it being a one horse too. That's probably going to play into it a little bit, because isn't the three horse that, like, from what I understood, and a lot of people keep telling me that they think that 1103 is faster, and I was I wasn't real convinced though that it was faster overall, as much as it got up to speed faster because it had more torque. Like,
oh no, it's faster. It's a lot. I mean, well, when you're looking at, I mean, we're in the kayak side, so
yeah.
I mean, I've got a big rig without. Dwayne runs a HD, so he doesn't have the pedal drive. So that's a 30-pound difference right there.
Mm-hmm.
But he's running 6.5 when I'm running 4.8, 4.9.
Okay.
So, and I do, we carry, I guess at the end of it, we carry about the same stuff weight wise. But the overall, the biggest difference, I think, on the 1103, I mean, you're looking at a whole major weight difference.
Yeah.
Would you have to have pulleys to raise your motor? Sorry, we got a problem.
My buddy Mike has one. He's like, I love this motor, but I hate it. He goes, when it comes to the weight of it, he's like, it's such a pain in my ass.
He loves it.
He's like, I love everything about it till I'm trying to get my boat out of the water. And, you know, like, he's like, it's hard.
Oh yeah. You have, it's a different world. But I mean, if you look at, okay, if Torquedo would have come out with a different battery to match up with the 1103, it wouldn't be so bad. No. But a lot of the major tournament guys that I hang out with that run that motor, they have two of the 915 batteries. Well, that's an extra $900.
Yeah.
So you just went from $2,700 to $3,600.
And those things aren't the easiest to store either, are they? Like, I mean, when you got two of them, you're like,
No, and I mean, I had my battery fell out of my truck door a couple times, cracked, and was like, all right. One, if you got to ship it anywhere to get it, like, resealed or anything, that's $200-$300.
Yeah.
So, you know what? It's like, I'll stick with my Dakotas.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
I think that's one of the best selling points about that motor is you got, you know, it's $900. Would you say $899? Yeah. You got 900. Does that include the mounting bracket and everything like that? And the hardware?
The actual assembly you get when you order that for the $899, I think is what it's listed at. You get all the tools, all the cables. Everything you need is there. And the two 10 millimeter wrenches that you need to tighten up the bolts on the actual brackets for they're there. Everything you need is in the box. The Jacksons, the four bolt pattern on the back of the boat was, I think it's 4x20. And just a standard kayak size. The Newport's a little bit bigger, so you do have to change out those four bolts.
Okay.
Besides that, everything is perfect.
Heck yeah. So what'd you do to change those out on your Jackson?
I've got so much extra stuff over the years. I had it in stuff like on my shelf. Because that size is very typical. I think it's a, what is it, 4x20 by an inch. So, and you can get it from Yak Attack. You can get it from anywhere.
Okay. So it's not the actual, like, hole size. You're just talking about the length of the bolt?
No, it's like the hole size and the length. It's pretty standard.
I got you.
Like, with all of Yak Attack stuff, it's the same depth and length and overall dimensions.
And it's what? Isn't it just the power pole bolt pattern?
Yes, same ones.
Okay. So the bolts that come with that Newport aren't that standard size.
That was the only thing that I found that didn't match up. They were a little oversized.
Okay.
But besides that, everything's in the kit.
Heck yeah. Now, what is the weight difference? Is there a weight difference since it is brushless? Like so versus the 403 AC versus the NK180S?
The 403 AC is actually aluminum body on the housing itself. And the Newport is a steel, so it's a little bit heavier. Not much. I mean, you're looking at less than a pound, maybe 6-8 ounces. Yeah. But there is a little bit of a difference.
Yeah. Well, man, is there anything else you'd like to add about it that you can think of offhand?
I mean, honestly, no. I mean, I think the from when I started, I was very skeptical of the motor. I just thought it was a Chinese knockoff, to be honest, yeah. Until I ran it. And then it completely changed my mind. And that's why the reviews that are on my Facebook page were completely honest reviews. I was a Torqueedo owner trying out a different motor. And within 2 months, I sold my Torqueedo and bought a second Newport. And batteries to back it up. And I think for the kayak industry, it's like, yeah, okay, Torqueedo, it's a great motor. I'm not going to knock the company at all. I think they have issues just like everybody. But with the Newport, with the kayak side, the bigger return on investment is going to come from the Newport because you can pick what you want.
Yeah,
and same way with wiring on your boat. You can hardwire into your boat with a trolling motor connection, or you can set it on top of your boat just like what you would do with the Torqueedo.
Right.
So it gives you a whole lot better options instead of this is just what you're stuck with. Yeah. So you deal. You pay $100 for a prop instead of $50 for a prop.
Yeah, and if you're a tournament angler and you've got a battery sponsor or whatever, you know, it's a win-win situation for you because not only are you probably getting a good deal on your battery, but it's now I've got this bigger battery to be able to promote, you know, yeah. the use for with this motor as opposed to having to run that Torqueedo battery, you know.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
And, you know, it's cool that we've seen all kinds of great companies coming out, you know, with these lithium batteries, and they're getting aimed towards mm-hmm. the kayak community because, you know, our biggest thing is save weight, save money, save weight. And, you know, if you can get a good deal on a battery and you got a nice lithium battery and you're not limited to where you want to store it, how you want to store it, if you have USB ports out of a battery box for your phone, you know, whatever, man. Like you said, you're wiring up, you know, ports up on front of your boat to plug your phone in. You got your fish finders, you know. That's always been a big thing for me. I'm like, I'd like to be able to, you know, it's a great thing because you can balance out that boat too. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, you're not, if you needed to, and you're like, I don't want any more weight back here, you know, because I've got my tackle box, I've got the motor, I got my rods. I want to move that battery up front. You know what I mean? Or if you mm-hmm. built like a battery system, like a battery box, you can get it up front and then you balance out your boat a little bit better. You don't have a ton of weight sitting in the back, you know, and that's important for those motors too, you know. You know, they run those motors, any of them, whether it's Newport or Torqueedo, they run better when you are, you know, your boat's sitting nice and level. You know, if you've got a shit ton of weight in the back of it, it's not going to run at its you know, most optimum.
Exactly right. You have to trim it right.
One of the funny things, I kind of learned that from Jeff when he was doing a Torqueedo Verter video about the Kilroy, because he's like, I have a feeling this boat's going to be fast, because you can slide that seat up and put your body weight in front of that boat. And it's a hilarious video. I don't know if you've ever seen it when he does the one with the Kilroy, and he's got his legs crammed up in the front. Yeah. And he's like, it's so fast, but I'm so uncomfortable.
And Jeff's a big guy. It's like, I love Jeff. I mean, he's really good at it. It's like, he knows this system, or these systems, better than anybody.
Yeah.
And he knows how to level out the weight and exactly how to put where to put your prop. It's like, the dude's amazing.
It's hilarious. I started laughing. He's trying to cram his big ass long legs up in the front of that thing up underneath. Because he took out those internal rod holders and everything to be able to do it. So,
but Jesus.
Jesus.
Well, yeah, his long hair now is definitely got him that nickname.
Yeah, it's hilarious that he's like pushing it out of his eyes and shit. Like, he's a good dude, man. We've had him on here talking smallmouth talk because me and Brad are big river guys. And, you know, when you get a chance to talk to Jeff, because, I mean, he's one of the first people like that I started kind of following in the kayak fishing world was him and Drew Gregory, because they were both river guys. And and I came across from way back in the day when Jeff used to do the kayak, his old YouTube videos where he used to make the baits.
It was a long time ago.
But I can't remember the name of the channel. And there's somebody else who kind of, I don't know if it was a buddy of his, took over it or what. But all of a sudden it was a different guy. And I'm like, who's this dude? Like, what happened to Jeff? You know? But I learned a lot of stuff from watching him, you know, fish rivers and, you know, there was a
Jeff is very passionate about this industry.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter who he works for, where he comes from, that you have to respect.
Yep, for sure. Well, Jamie, anything else you wanted to add, buddy?
No, that's about it. I mean, it's a good talk. I mean, if anybody's got any questions, I mean, I've only got my motors on Jackson big rigs. I mean, I've got friends that have them on other boats. So, I mean, if you have any questions whatsoever about the Newport motors, installs, of how it works, anything, message me on Facebook.
You got any specific channel names or anything weird, or is it just Jamie Broad?
No, Jamie Broad. Yeah.
Okay. Facebook. Most everybody who's involved in this, you guys know who Jamie is. I've been following Jamie for a little while now, so feel free to hit him up. I know the stuff that you've been doing as comparison things were very helpful. And I can't even believe, I mean, I just randomly asked Jim, I was like, cause I thought he had run that Torquedo, and he's like, you need to talk to Jamie. He can do a good, you know, side-by-side comparison of it. And I was like, cool. Cause I didn't even realize that he never had a Torquedo. I swore he had one, but I thought he had one on his old Hobie, not his 360. I knew he didn't have one on the 360, but I thought he had one on his Hobie prior to that. So,
oh no, because like the NC in 2019 in Shreveport, his big butt got towed back across the lake because his drive broke. Yeah, he didn't have a motor.
What? Hobie drives break? What are you talking
about? No, never.
Don't speak like that.
Oh, you're a sinner. Yeah. Don't speak against the Hobie.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming on. Like Jamie said, if you guys have any questions about the motor or the setup or installation, hit him up. Jamie, thank you again, man, for taking the time to talk with us. I appreciate it, especially since I know you're on a work trip. So.
No worries. Yeah, thanks for calling, man. I enjoyed this.
All right, man. You take care, and we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye, guys.
You want to succeed. You want to fish. You want to be one of the greatest.
Tune in to West Marine's Life on the Water, presented by Costa Custom Boats, every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.
You'd think, with four of us spread out on a tiny island, that the task of tagging a whitetail would not be a big thing. But as I've learned, no matter where I've been, whitetails can be damn tricky.
pursuing wild game in wild places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.